السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الله سبحانه وتعالى has allowed for us to reach the end of this overnight program. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it. Allah ta'ala makes it a means of our hidayat, a means of our islah, a means of us being blessed with a deep-hearted connection with Allah ta'ala and Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So each person, according to his qurbani, according to how he spent his time, he will benefit accordingly. Allah Ta'ala knows each person's, he will benefit according to that. So just few advices before we leave. One is that this islah of ours, don't take it lightly, you know. It's an important thing in our life. And we must be at it all the time. Be at it all the time. Keep checking ourselves. Am I losing my temper? Am I looking down on somebody? Is my concentration going off in my salah? We must keep having our finger on the pulse. We can't just leave it and just think it's going to come right on its own. Just as every other treatment, every other illness requires a treatment, so these spiritual illnesses also, they require a treatment. One of the things that assists us in remaining online is our dhikrullah and our muamalat. Whatever muamalat have been prescribed for us, whatever azkar have been prescribed, so we must be at it daily. With punctuality, try and do it. That helps us to remain steadfast. So, the dhikrullah that we made this morning, that is called Bara Tasbih, where we read two tasbihs of the first kalima, four tasbihs of Illallah, then two tasbihs Allahu Allah, four tasbihs Allah, 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 and one tasbih Allah, Allah. So those of you that have got taluk, you have taken bayat, so this is what you need to work towards. Daily you should be making this Bara Tasbih. Bara Tasbih is not, it's a basic dhikr. When a person goes to the khanqah, he makes taluk, this was the first dhikr that was prescribed, Bara Tasbih. Nowadays, mashayikh looking at our weakness, so they're saying, all right, make one tasbih, make half tasbih. But that's not where we must get stuck. We need to develop ourselves and progress to this Bara Tasbih minimum. It's called Bara Tasbih, but in actual fact, it's 13 tasbih. Bara means 12. But in actual fact, if you count it, it's 13. Why they call Bara Tasbih, their wisdom, Allah knows best. But this is what we need to try and accomplish, we need to try and bring into our lives. Those of us that are not doing it, so you make mashwara and slowly, slowly try and bring yourself up. There is one brother, he started making dhikrullah, was given a basic zikr, then he said, right now I'm managing this, upped it 3-4 times, now he's on Bara Tasbih. If the communication is there, then the muslih, the shaykh also, he knows, right, okay, this is what is happening with that murid, then he knows how to bring it up. But only making correspondence regarding zikr is not the only thing. The main thing is all our other issues, all our weaknesses, something creeps in, some mashwara, whatever. Then we must correspond. And don't ever think that, no, I don't want to trouble Maulana. That's a dhoka from Shaitan. No, Maulana is busy now. We're going to trouble him with this. We're going to trouble. No, that's a dhoka from Shaitan. Right? If we were too busy to see to your correspondence, then we wouldn't have entered you into bayat. That's why we don't just have mass bayat, like whoever wants to take bayat, because we know what we can manage. So those that we have initiated into bayat, so inshallah, with Allah's help, we can manage to help you. For as long as Allah allows us to help, we can manage to help. So now if you think that no, Maulana is too busy now, he can't sit my correspondence, so that is a dhoka from shaitan. If it's an emergency, something that you need to discuss immediately, you can make a phone call also. There's no problem. If I can't take your call at that time, I will return your call later. And if you want to send a WhatsApp message, send a WhatsApp message too. No problem. But this WhatsApp message is asan, no? You just send a voice note. Jawab in a voice note is easy. So you can send a WhatsApp message too, no problem. But maintain your correspondence. Don't just leave it. Understand? The other thing is that who we are at home, among our staff, among our friends, among our wife and children, that is who we are. We mustn't fool ourselves and think we are that person who is out in the public. The image that we portray in the public, we mustn't think that is us. That is not us. That is just a put on. Who we are is what we are at home. When we go home, and we close the doors, and now we are with our wife and children, that behavior is who we are. So when we checking our Islam and we checking our akhlaq and all that, that's where we must check. Must check over there. Don't check outside how good I am outside. There is very easy to be good outside. How we are at home, that is who we really are. Understand? Other thing, brothers, is that the era that we are living in currently in our country, so everywhere you turn there are differences. In every work of deen, everything, there are differences now. And this is not going to get any better. As we go towards Qiyamah, it's going to get worse. More and more differences, more and more differences. Ummah will become more and more fragmented, more and more broken up into pieces. Now one is differences, like for example, some masjid will go, after namaz they're making dua softly. Another masjid will go, after namaz they're making dua loudly. Right? So those are differences we can live with. Those are all, if you ask the people, why are you making dua loudly? So they will have some explanation that, no, we understand best is to make the dua silently, softly. But our congregation, now we've got a lot of new Muslims, we've got new people. They don't know how to make dua, so making dua loudly, they too can learn how to make dua. Some place you go, they're eating prawns, other place you go, they're not eating prawns. No problem. There is gunjaish for that in the mazhab, that some muftis have given fatwa, the prawns is halal, you can eat it. If you're following that fatwa, no problem, eat. Eat nicely, no problem. And if you are following the fatwa that prawns is makruh, mustn't eat, then don't eat. Usme kya? As it is, prawns is high in cholesterol, so don't eat. So what I'm saying is those kind of differences, no problem. Somebody is wearing this khanka topi, somebody is wearing that black topi, somebody is wearing that warm hat. Usme kya? There's no problem with that. What kind of topi you want to wear? What kind? Somebody is wearing long kurta, somebody is wearing short kurta. Usme kya? No problem. There's no issues with all those things. But when the issues become things of aqidah, or where now something that is najais is now portrayed as jais, something that is of a forbidden nature, now it is being portrayed as it is a permissible thing. Right? So now, when it comes to those things, then you will find that there will be an uproar. There will be an uproar from those ulama who are trying to protect us, trying to maintain the deen in its pure form, how it's supposed to be. So they will speak out. They will speak out about these things. And when they speak out, they're not happy to speak out also. But it's their duty, they have to speak, they have to give directive and direction to the ummah. Right? So, sometime for us, it becomes very misty. Right? Now we don't know which way to go. Right? We don't know which, what to follow now and what to do. Right? One side, we may be having an imam in our masjid now. He may be there for the last 15 years. And now he starts doing something which was not there before. And then we got now senior ulama, maybe even that imam's ustad too. They are talking against this now. Now one side this is our imam in the masjid. One side now those are the seniors of the country. Now who do we follow and what do we do? Right? So this is where Allah Ta'ala has made it so asan that if you have a sheikh, you just consult your sheikh. Your sheikh will not only tell you who to follow. Your sheikh will also explain to you what your behavior should be, even to the person you're disagreeing with. Because one is to have a disagreement depending on the level of the reason for that disagreement. And the other is now, how do we behave? How do we behave? What do we do? How do we conduct ourselves? Now sometime there may be such a situation in a masjid where such things are brought into the masjid which are totally haram, totally forbidden, and that is being promoted in the masjid. Then your sheikh may even tell you, but you know what, go read namaz somewhere else. He may tell you, no, go away to another masjid. And other things, maybe smaller things, you close your mouth, go and read your namaz there. What you got? Why are you worried about all that? You go and read your salah and you go away home. You don't have to get involved in anything else. Read your namaz and go away. So you will get guidance. You will get guidance. It's no secret currently now what is the situation in the tabqa of tabligh. Now it's a sad situation. But the ulama, why they are speaking out? Prior to this, where they spoke out? Everybody only spoke good of tabligh. Everybody only, until now, they're only speaking good about tabligh. But now if there is some problem that is coming about, that is with regards to aqidah, with regards to beliefs, etc., then they have to point these things out. One is now with regards to whether there must be an Amir, whether there must be a Shura, all that. That now the Jamaat brothers, they will understand, they will sort out their thing. Then which kitab to read and which, whether you mustn't do tabaqat or you must do tabaqat and all that. Now all that they will sort out. But now when it comes to issues of aqidah, sometimes if statements are being made with regards to beliefs, etc. So then the ulama will speak out. Then we must listen now that these senior ulama, what are they saying? So that means those statements are incorrect. But now me as a sati, as a worker, what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to conduct myself? What am I supposed to do? So you have to make mashwara with your sheikh regarding that. But what must I do? In my town, this is the situation. In my masjid, this is my situation. What am I supposed to do? How must I conduct myself? How must I continue with the work? So then, advice will be given to you. You put your head down, you follow that, and you carry on. You don't have to worry about what whoever else is doing. Today's zamana, you see, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam described two types of people in the Hadith Sharif. A person asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that who is the best type of person, you know. So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned a person who has got the reins of his horse in his hand. And any time he hears of any, you know, there is a takaza, as we would say, in a certain direction, whatever, he jumps onto the back of his horse and he is gone in that day. In other words, he takes part in jihad, right? He is spreading the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protecting the deen of Allah ta'ala. And then his risk also, he gets through that. Then the person asks Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then who's this? That's the best, most virtuous person. So now not everybody is going to have that opportunity to be like that. So then who is the next type of virtuous person? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that that person who goes to either to the mountain top or to some valley, he has got his few goats, his sheep or whatever, and he stays away there, and he makes his Allah Allah and carries on, and he protects the people from his evil. He don't go and join the people because he's so evil. He'll go join the people, corrupt the people. So I'm not saying that this is the zamana to go surround in the valley. But your mentality must be like that. You don't have to physically extract yourself from community and go sit down in the valley. But your behavior must be like that. Don't get involved in things. It's not the era for that. Today nobody wants to listen to anything. You can't sort out anything. Anything you go to sort out, our egos are so bloated, our pride is so much, anything you go to sort out becomes a bigger problem. If it's a family problem, you say, alright, now let's get all parties sit down, let's sit and sort this thing out. 9 out of 10 times it becomes an even bigger problem. If it's a business issue, you say, alright, let's get everybody, it becomes a bigger issue. Everything becomes a bigger issue. It's a masjid committee issue, becomes a bigger issue. Nobody wants to sort anything out. Because we are lacking ikhlas. Right? Our ikhlas is not there. Fear for Allah Ta'ala is not there. We just want what is my way. What I said is right. That's how it must be. Khalas. This whole issue of tabligh. So when all this problem happened, it's not my intention to talk about this thing, but now it's just in the top of the head. So just to explain to you that we're not prepared to listen. Right? So when this whole problem happened, so now obviously amongst the people who's involved in the work now, they didn't know what to do. So at that time they decided that okay, they will choose a faisal, somebody who they will go to, they'll put the whole case in front of the person. And then whatever decision that person makes, we will follow it. Right? That was decided by all parties, talking about in KZN. Right? So they went down and put the case in front of the person whom they chose to be the Faisal. Right? Now when the Faisal made a Faisla, then we make Fasla. That's the problem, you see. I remember Azma Yusuf Fateh Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when one halal authorizing body was formed in his lifetime, and so in the meeting, the Jamiat meeting, so they were explaining to Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali that, no, Hazrat, now this body will be the umbrella body. All the bodies now are coming under this one body, and this body would be the umbrella body. So Hazrat mentioned, Sacha theek hai, you know, very good, all that. But then he mentioned, he says, see, the reality is that always one umbrella body comes, and then after a little while, that umbrella body becomes one more body. Because slowly you'll get a breakaway, people are not happy, Then they'll go form another body. Then they say, no, now we need to form another umbrella body to come over all the bodies. And that one too becomes one more body and one more body. So this is our situation today. We're talking about our own weakness, not pointing at anybody else, that we're not prepared to listen. Nobody is prepared to listen today. So today you mustn't get involved too much in stories, you know, issues, this problem, that problem. No. You must live your life like that. You live with the people, mix with the people with good. What that means, there is a nikah somewhere, attend the nikah. Somebody's nikah in the masjid, sit. You don't need an invite for that. You can sit for the nikah, attend, give your duas, meet the parties, give them dua, wish them well, be happy for them. There is a janaza somewhere, go for the janaza. Somebody is not well somewhere, go and make bimar pursi, go and visit the person who's not well. Somebody, child is born in their home, give them, you know, share their happiness with them. So mix with people in their good. But don't get involved in Dawazabandu. So much so, as Imam Abdul Haq Mahdasam Naun Barakatu, he says, you met a person, you're asking him, how's your family? Oh, what job you got to this family? Why are you asking the question? Why are you asking the, do you know his family? You don't know his family, you don't know anything about him. Why are you asking him how's his family? What work you got to this family? So don't ask that question. You ask the person, you met him, you ask him how you. So if he's not well, what you going to do something? So why are you asking? Today, kam bolna. What? Kam bolna. Just speak less, mix less. Mix less. The smaller social circle you have, the better. The less you meet people, the better. Understand? Don't worry about mixing with people and being with people all the time. No. Just be with Allah Ta'ala. You got your wife, you got your children, you got your parents, you got your family. Keep your ta'aluk there and have a strong ta'aluk with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And the last advice I want to give you for today and myself also, by look after your money. Look after your wealth. Wealth, this is a big blessing from Allah Ta'ala. It's a great ni'mat from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Don't squander wealth. We are wasting too much of money. Wasting money on absolute, on nothing, you know, things that are no faida, no benefit whatsoever. Thousands and thousands of rands are being wasted. So this is not a good thing. Look after our money. Don't be stingy. Where you have to spend, you must spend. But don't waste. Don't waste money. Just because we think we got it, now we can just waste it. Don't be like that. Look after our money. And today's time, you must save also. You must put away some money. Your money, Allah has made it like that. Your money allows you to have istighnaiyat. You have some level of independence. You have some izzat, some respect. So look after your money. Don't just think now your tawakkul is gone so high. No, I just give everything away and I just do everything. No. Allah has blessed you. You must be charitable, you must spend, you must do all of that. But look after. Look after, don't just waste. You just takeaways, restaurants, just buying this. Children want that toy, this gadget, that Some people, funny things, they're just buying. Silly things, anything, just buy the thing, just buy the thing. This, some machine came out, just buy the thing. Something else came out, they're buying the thing. Something they saw in the TikTok, that thing make the juice like this, like buy that thing. You just get in a josh, everything, just buy. Then, the ladies today, Allah maaf kare, not only the ladies, the men too. That, no, we're not going malls. Not going malls. But whole day they're sitting in Timu. Timu and I don't know what different all these online shoppings. Like, that thing is worse. Because it's impulsive. Impulsive, no? You just, you saw that thing. Hey, oh yeah, we'll be looking for this. So buy this thing. And then when the thing come, oh, no, not right one, no. So how much can you see in one picture? How much can you see in one picture? Just get it. Timu. That's a new word today now, Timu. It's so, I see that the children in madrasa also, parents are spoiling the children. You see children walking, checkers 60. They too. When we went to madrasa, now your stocks got finished, it got finished by you wait for the term. So you learn sabr. You learn to do without something. It's not there, it's not there. Today, I think all these courier companies, Albert Falls wasn't on the map till the madrasa came. After the madrasa came, the Albert Falls came on the map. Oh, every day, second day, we got courier guy and this guy and that guy. Parcels and parcels. Some children, their water too comes from home. Right? Water too comes from home. Sajib, they go home, end of the term, they go home in between, in the middle of the term, but still in between that two parcels come away. So that sabr is not coming in us. You know, that if I haven't got, do without. I haven't got it right here, do without it. When it's there, alhamdulillah, make shukr, use it, carry on. It's not there, it's finished now, do without it, make sabr. No, it's not there, it must, all the time. Now the ladies too, at home, same mentality. That, oh, he can't take us. Spy it online. And bichara, the man, half the time, he don't even know what's bought. Because that thing gets delivered while he, bichara, is working. And that thing came away. After some time, he'll see one package somewhere, and may see that dirt somewhere. Like, what happened? No, this thing got ordered, that thing got ordered. So put some pabandi on this, you know. Put some pabandi. And even on ourselves, we also sometimes, we got a hobby, we got something, then we got no restrictions. We just go to town. Person is into his fishing. Each new reel they come out by, you caught so many fish with that last reel, they came out with a new reel, now must have it. No, they said the bass are gone to university now, they're eating a different kind of lure, now must have it. Everything you must have. How much of money is getting wasted? How much of money is getting wasted like that? Just on a hobby, just on something. So, look after our money. There'll be barakat. Look after it. Allah Ta'ala will put barakat. Tomorrow you got a blowout. Tomorrow you're tired. Your fridge packed up. Tomorrow something happened. You don't have to stretch your hand to anybody. You've got some money aside. You know you can go and buy what you need. Allah Ta'ala gave you. Look after it. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. We can read our ishraq and then have our breakfast, inshallah. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك. Now if you wanted to ask that person whether his daughter got married or son got married, now after Ishraq, after breakfast, you can ask them. Allah.
Take it up, pull it up.